And as we begin, let us roll. We are talking about the topic for today is, how can God help me? How can God help me? How can God? The topic for today is, how can God help me to get money, part two? How can God help me to get money, part two? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see the sign? I'm stretching my hands. Oh God, how can you help me for money to come to me in the name of Jesus? Amen. What is money anyway? Money is an economic instrument for exchange. I give you money, you give me goods. You give me goods, I give you money. So as a child of God, we need to have money so that we can meet all our needs, our wants, and our wishes. Jesus used money, so me too, I need money. Capish? To God be the glory. Like I said before, we are going to release money into people's hands in the name of Jesus. Today is going to be a very special revelational day where I'm going to teach some prophetic insight as to how money comes to each other and what we must do for money to come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Money will come to you based on two principles. Based on principle number one, the spiritual avenue, and principle number two, the physical avenue. So you see, the spiritual avenue is one side, and then the physical avenue is the other side. Glory be to God. Amen. So there's no other way to get money except employing one of these two ways, the spiritual avenue or the physical avenue. Let me explain that before we go into the point to which we can get God to get us money. Glory be to God. Amen. God will get you money, but you need to understand which avenue is God going to use to bring you money. Let me say it again. God is going to get you money. God is going to release money into your hands, into your family, into your life, into the way you do things. But you need to know the avenue to which the money will come from so that you don't miss your blessings. What happens when you miss the bus? When you miss the bus, you have to wait. So also if you miss the direction God is using to release money to you, you have to wait. And many Christians have missed the boat, have missed the direction to which God is bringing money to them. They are looking here when money is actually coming from here. They are looking here when money is actually coming from here. So it is very, very important you understand the direction to which money is coming to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let us look at the first point to which God uses to release money into your hands. Hallelujah. Seek God first. Glory be to God. Seek God first. Do all you can to put God first in your life. Seek Him. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord whilst He may be found. Stretch yourself and begin to look for God and run for Him and open up yourself and put your mind, your spirit, your soul, your body, your thought, your heart in seeking God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, what? But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Seek God. Look for Him. Run towards Him. Shake, chase, run. Make time. Make yourself available. Go into it. Don't sit down. And look for God. Put every strength that you have in you. Use your stomach, your mind, your hands, your heart to seek God. Your mouth, your eye, your ear to seek God. How do you use your ear to hear the sound? How do you use your eye to see? How do you use your hands to receive? So all faculties around you can be used to seek God. How do you use your stomach to fast? See that? So either way, you are seeking God in the way He has called you to be. Are you blessed today? So, the way I said it before, the topic was what? How to do what? How to do what? How to get God to help me to get what? Money. We're talking about part two. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can see the topic. I like the design. The design is beautiful. It's very encouraging. As I stretch my hands, oh God, don't forget to give me money. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. So when you move that way, God is moving on your behalf. Let us go to the next topic. Glory be to God. Yes. Oh, we bless the Lord and we give Him praise. Yes. We bless the Lord and we give Him praise. Develop a spirit of generosity. Develop a spirit of generosity. Develop a spirit of generosity. Develop a spirit of what? Generosity in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be generous. The Bible says you reap what you sow. If you want money, you have to sow money. If you want money, you have to sow a gift, a product, a service that will attract money in. You give money, you get money. You give a service, you get money. Glory be to God. So give a service, give a labor, give a gift. Cook and sell. Buy old clothes and sell them. Buy new clothes and sell them. Go to the market, buy some sugar cane, buy some coconut, buy some ice cream, buy some shirt, buy some watch, buy some computer, and sell it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And as you do that, God Himself is going to go with you and show you the way you must go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, our God is awesome. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name today. That as we develop an attitude of seeking you, O God, and being generous in our tithe, our offerings, in our sowing of our seed, we are seeking your face, O God. We're seeking your face, O God, and we are releasing ourselves to you in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, O God, and we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you all the honor and we give you all the adoration in the name of Jesus. Amen. We bless your name, O God, and we give you praise and we glorify you and we praise you. Even as we have come together today, we're trusting in you, O God, and you're going ahead of us, you're leading us, you're directing us, and you're making way for us so that we can come before you, knowing that as we come before you, you are releasing your power, your might, your authority to release money into our hands in the name of Jesus. Father, I place my hands towards everybody that is here today, and I'm asking Holy Spirit, let your name be glorified, let your name be magnified, let your name be exalted, let your name be adored, let your name be magnified, let your name be hallowed. You are God. We bless your name. You are God, we magnify you. You are God, we hallow you. You are God, we adore you. Today I place everyone that is here today in your hands, and I'm trusting in you, O God, and you are blessing this person. You are touching him or her. You are releasing your supernatural grace and favor over his or her life. Today in the name of Jesus, the money has come into this person's hands in Jesus' name by the wisdom of God, by the knowledge of God, by the insight of God, by the ability of God. So let us look at the Bible verse that goes with it. Luke chapter 6 verse 30, it says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall God cause men, others, opportunities, avenues, exits to come before you and give it to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So as you obey God's word and you apply Luke chapter 6 verse 38, you're opening the floodgate for God to use His spiritual power to guide you and release money into your hands in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let us move on to the next one. Glory be to God. Our next system again, we bless. Yes, be a good steward, be a good steward, be a good steward, be a good steward, be a good steward. Whatever God trusts in your care, work on it. Whatever God trusts in your care, work on it. Whatever God trusts in your care, work on it. Whatever God trusts in your care, work on it. Be a good steward. In other words, take good care of it. Use it, apply it, employ it, protect it, defend it, guide it. Let me give you an example. God give you $40 to go and start a new business. If you take good care of the $40, it will become 60, it will become 80, it will become 100. You see what I mean? It will become 100 and then more and more and more and more. So you need to protect the what God has called you to be. You need to guide it so what God has called you to be, so that you can be a good steward of what God has entrusted in your care. Let us pray. Father God, as you said, we should be a good steward of what you have entrusted in our care. We release ourselves to you, O God, and we ask in you that as your blessings come forward, so also is your promotion come. And as we are becoming good steward of what you have given us, we know that we shall be prosperous, successful, and we will attract your supernatural favor, financial favor over everybody that is gathered here today. If you are here today and you need the money, let God be your guide. Amen. Now the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. Yes, the wise store up choice food and olive, but fools waste it. Basically, the wise person takes good care of what is trusted in his hands. He doesn't waste it. He takes good care of it. But the fool consumes it. When you get money, don't waste all the money. When you get money, don't waste it on everything that has short life. No. When you get money, don't waste on everything that has short life. Spend some on food, clothing, and everything else. But the rest of it, put into an investment. Put into an investment yielding opportunities in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. We bless the Lord and we give him all the honor. We bless the Lord and give him all the adoration. He is worthy to be praised. 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 Don't waste the money. Open your hands and invest some. Put some into savings, some into another section of life, like investment fund. Wait for the right time for it to mature and then tap into it. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord go with you. May the wisdom of God direct your steps so that you will come into your own and live your life according to his power and his might and his authority. I pray for supernatural wisdom over your life, supernatural wisdom over your life, supernatural insight over your life, that you will not waste money. You will let money be a blessing unto you in the name of Jesus. We are talking about how to get God to release money into your hands. Amen. Let us go to the next level. Glory be to God. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to share and like the page. Glory be to God. Yes, work diligently. Work diligently. Work diligently. Work diligently. Be serious with your work. Be very serious with your work. Be very serious with your work. Don't be folding your hands and be lazy, oversleeping, and then looking down and say, woe is me. No. You just want to dress properly, dress nice, and look good, and go to work with confidence, with boldness. And as you do that, God is going to bless you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that as we work diligently, you bless the work of our hands. You will allow us to go forward. You cause us to be strong in what we are doing in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, Lord, and we give you praise. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Lazy hands make for poverty. A lazy hands is made for poverty. Lazy hands. God despises laziness. God doesn't take delight in any lazy person's behavior. Rather, God says, a diligent hands bring wealth. See that? A diligent hands bring wealth. If you are lazy, you'll be poor. If you are diligent and hardworking, money, wealth will come to you. And the Bible says, God is speaking according to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. So let us pray. Father, we thank you that everybody that is here is diligent by your power and your might to allow him or her to be diligent. will bless you, Lord. Say, seek ye first also the kingdom of heaven, and God will bless you, God. His power will bless the Lord and will give you praise. As you put God first, he's going to guide you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let us go to the next level as we pursue God and as we pursue him, as we pursue his goodness and his mercy, he will lead us in praise. Pursue excellence. Chase excellence. Everything that you do, let it be quality. Everything you do, put quality in your head and deliver quality. Excellent. Don't waste time. Don't be sloppy. Don't take things lightly. Commit yourself in such a way that you will be able to. That you will be able to bring in excellence, bring in quality, bring in supreme obedience to service the person you're helping him. If you're working with me, let me give you excellence. If you're working with me, let me give you excellence. Glory be to God. And as you do that, God himself will guide you. Pursue excellence. Chase, run after, put in the effort and maintain order. And let order be your game. Let me pray for everybody here. Father, I release divine order into the life of everyone here. I release divine order into everybody that is guided here today. Let the anointing of divine order be over your life, over your family's life, over the path you're going, and over the form that you are looking. In the name of Jesus, somebody say amen. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. Glory be to God. Whatever you do, work with it all with your heart. Whatever you do, work with it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human. So basically, whatever you do, remember, God is watching to reward you and bless you. So be excellent in the way you're going, and God himself will guide you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, we bless the Lord. Let's go to the next level. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. And we give him all the praise. We give him all the glory. We give him all the honor and adoration. Invest in personal development. Go to school. Yes, I'm tired of going to school. Go to night school. I don't have the time. I've got children. Go online. Get a computer and go online. So you can either go to physical school, go to online school, or what? Read books. But either way, invest in yourself. One of the smartest way of being successful in life is to invest in yourself. Spend some little money, buy one book, read it. Go to online school, pay a little fees, they will teach you. Glory be to God. Or go to proper school if you have no children who may need your attention. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that everybody that is here today is being guided by you, O God, and that's anointed for personal development. Father, you are touching him or her. You're guiding him or her. You're directing him or her in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, O God, and we magnify you. That your mighty hands is with your family and everyone that is here today in the name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord, and we give you praise and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15. The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out. The heart. If you discern the wisdom of God, you will have knowledge, and when you get knowledge, you'll be able to get to your destination. May the Lord bless you as you pursue discernment of God's glory. Amen. Let us go to the next level. Glory be to God. Yes, our God is awesome. We're talking about how to get God to give you money. Glory be to God. Trust in God's provision. Trust in God's provision. Trust in God's provision. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Trust in God's provision. Trust in God's provision. God is always moving by his spirit to guide you to get to your destination. We bless the Lord and we give him praise. We magnify him and exalt him and we hallow him. that He's leading us and guiding us with His provision, with His supplies, with His ways of making things. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us go to the next level. Glory be to God. We magnify Him and praise Him. We honor Him and adore Him. Father, we glorify Your name. Father, we praise You, Lord, and be content. Be content with God's glory and God's power and God's honor. Be content. Be content with God's blessings and God's power and God's might. Whatever God is giving you, say thank You. Father, I thank You. You're giving me life. You're giving me health. You're giving me money and a nice watch and a nice shirt. And You're healing my body. And You're giving me peace in my body. You're healing my head. And You've opened my eyes and my ears and my mouth. All these things are contentment that come from God. And as you do that, it's another way God gives you money. It's to take you away from sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for contentment. We thank You for the anointing of contentment. We thank You for the blessings of contentment. We thank You, Lord, that You are favoring us. You are releasing Your supernatural power over us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us roll forward. Yes, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. As you pursue contentment, you are also gaining a lot. And because you're gaining a lot, you see the goodness of God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord go with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes, as we're pursuing it, let us move to the next level. As we pursue God and we are trusting Him to provide for us and show us the way that we must go. Yes, seek wise counsel. Submit yourself to advisors. Don't make decisions alone. Don't think alone. First step, Father, I want to do this. What do You say about this? Lord, I need to do this. What do You say about it? Father, I am stuck with this advice. Who can I go and talk? Then God will select the person you should go and talk with. Glory be to God. Then you can go and select the person that you want to talk. You want to talk with. Hey, I got this problem. I need your help. Then the person will come together with you and discuss and talk about and show you the way you must go. The Bible says God is looking. So let's look at the Bible verse that go with it. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Yes, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Proverbs 15, 22. Plans fail for lack of what? Counsel. But with many advices, they succeed. Plans fail because there are no counsel. But with many advices, you will succeed. I want to build a castle and I need to know how to build it. God will guide you. So, Father, I lift everybody in Your hands who is here today. I thank You, Lord, that Your glory and power is with everybody so that we can do well to know the advices and connectors that we must align ourselves with in the name of Jesus. Amen. Where do we go from here? Next, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we bless the Lord and we give Him praise. We glorify Him. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Will allow God to release money into your hands. Pray and keep praying and devote more time for prayer. And as you pursue that, God is going to devote money into your hands in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we praise Your name and we give You praise that even as Your son and daughter are here, we release James chapter 1, verse 5 into Your God. That if anybody what lack wisdom, you shall ask God who give generously to all without fail. Ask God for the wisdom to know what to do. So, Father, we pray today in the name of Jesus, and we ask the Holy Spirit of God for the favor that comes from You to go with us today. That as money is coming, we'll be able to know what to do in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen. Let me wrap it up right now. Glorious one, I praise You, Lord, and I ask You in the name of Jesus that everyone that is here, Your power and Your might will be with them as You direct them, as You share with them, as You guide them. Father, direct their life, direct their steps, direct their mind, direct the work of their hands, their thoughts, their heart, so that they will share, they will desire to create, establish, and be positioned to receive financial blessing, by wisdom, by knowledge, by understanding come in their way in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord go with you. May the holy hand of the Almighty God direct your steps as we pursue the ways God sent money into our hands. May the Lord bless you. And once again, thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. Don't forget to go to charlesguerra.com. Visit my website.com. I've got a lot of books there, t-shirt and other material that you can buy, and it will be a blessing to you. Connect also with your friends for my new course that I'm bringing out. This course is going to be a huge transformation for your life. I thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. All links, you can find them there and you can take advantage of them. May God bless you. Thank you for joining me on the prophetic flow. Love you all and I appreciate you. Thank you. I will see you in the next episode. Bye now.